Section 11. What has God been doing to help us? I shall put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise you in the head, and you will bruise him in the heel. Genesis 3:15. God has been taking steps to ensure that rebellion against him will never occur again. When did God begin to deal with the situation in Eden? Immediately after Adam and Eve sinned, God passed sentence on the guilty parties. He also revealed his purpose to undo the damage they had caused. What issue was raised? As mentioned earlier, Satan did not question God's power, but rather God's right to rule. Satan wants to rule God's children. How is this situation like a court case? Suppose one of your relatives has no children and wants to gain custody of yours. He takes you to court and accuses you of neglecting and misguiding your children. To settle the issue and clear your name, you will have to present evidence. Your children will have to testify too. Similarly, Satan accuses God of lying and all humans of serving him out of selfish interest. Why is the case taking so long? In a serious court case, it takes time to resolve the issues. But God's final judgment will set a universal and eternal precedent that will sanctify God's name and vindicate his way of ruling. And God will completely undo all the damage that Satan caused, just as he did in Job's case. Why is God's name holy? God's name, Jehovah, represents God himself. Regarding his name, God said, "This is my name to time indefinite, and this is the memorial of me to generation after generation." Exodus 3:15. The meaning of God's name, he causes to become, guarantees that he will become whatever he needs to become to achieve his purpose. He demonstrated this ability when he delivered Israel from Egypt, the most powerful nation of the day. How should we regard God's name? The third commandment is, "You must not take up the name of Jehovah your God in a worthless way." Exodus 20, verse 7. No one should pronounce his name in an empty or a disrespectful way. All those who bear God's name are obligated to praise him by their conduct, never dishonoring his holy name. Should we ever pronounce God's name? The scriptures tell those who fear God to use his name, but never to misuse it. Give thanks to Jehovah. Call upon his name. Psalm 105, 1. Faithful ones, such as Boaz, pronounced God's name respectfully in worship and in daily life.